Do you ever have evil desires? Well, you're not alone. Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Hey, do you struggle with the ungodly cravings of the flesh? Do you struggle with lust, sexual immorality, desiring that? You feel that pull within you for those things? Do you struggle with the desire for pleasure, the desire for fame and for acclaim? May I answer that for you? Yes, you do. I struggle with that. Every Christian struggles with that. And maybe you're failing in the area of drugs, you're failing in the area of pornography, maybe you're failing in the area of gluttony, maybe you're failing in the area of jealousy, whatever it might be. It's the giant that's killing you, it's the giant of evil desires, and God wants to teach us today how to walk in victory over that giant.
He can heal every scar.
Today's message on From His Heart does cover a wide range of issues that many people have trouble fighting. But each of these issues points to a single giant problem that has plagued mankind ever since the Garden of Eden, and that is the giant of evil desires. So, Pastor, why don't you begin the lesson today by first explaining exactly what do you mean by evil desires?
Well, Larry, all of us have a propensity inside as fallen creatures toward that which God says don't do. James talks a lot about when lust is conceived, it gives birth to sin, and when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. We do get tempted and pulled away by just those things that are within us that are temptations that are part of the flesh. And God has the answer to how to overcome those evil desires. And people listening today, you know, we struggle with different things. So many men struggle with the evil desire of physical lust, and women struggle with the evil desire of jealousy and comparing and things like that. And so we're going to deal with those things in this message and really talk about, okay, here's the problem. Here's the giant. Now, how do we defeat that giant in the power of the Holy Spirit?
Well, this is going to be an eye-popping lesson, no doubt. So if you can't stay with us for the entire broadcast, be sure to go to fromhisheart.org to listen again anytime. You can even download an MP3 of this broadcast, or any broadcast for that matter that hasn't already aired, and also Pastor Jeff's sermon outlines too. But first, open your Bible to 1 Chronicles chapter 20 for a convicting message to help you defeat the giant of evil desires. Here again is Pastor Jeff.
Well, I wanted to tell you about a woman I heard about. She was in a diet club. She was meeting with these other ladies. They were trying to keep each other accountable. And she was lamenting to these women. She said, I blew it. I blew it so bad this week. And they said, oh, tell us about it. She said, well, she said, I baked my family's favorite cake. And she said, we had it at dinner and everyone had a piece and we ate half the cake at dinner. She said, well, the next day, my husband went off to work and my kids went off to school and I was home alone with the cake. And she said, I looked at the cake and looked at the cake and passed by it several times and I thought, I just want a piece so bad. And so she said, I just cut a little sliver off and ate the little sliver. It was so good. I just had to have another little sliver. So I cut another little sliver, ate that. It was so good. I had another little sliver. She said, before I knew it, I had eaten the whole half of the cake. It was all gone. She said, I just was so disappointed in myself, and I knew my husband was going to be so disappointed in me. And her friends all commiserated with her. And then one said, well, what did your husband say when he found out? She said, oh, that's the beauty of it. He never did. I baked another cake and ate half. We're in a series called Facing the Giants. And today we want to talk about the giant of evil desires. 1 Chronicles chapter 20, one verse, verse 5. Scripture says this, and there was war with the Philistines again. And Elhanan, the son of Jair, killed Lahmi, the brother of Goliath the Gittite, the shaft of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. This is now the fourth giant that the Bible talks about that David and his kingdom are facing. It's a big giant. His name is Lahmi. He's the brother of Goliath. He has a spear a lot like Goliath's, because the Bible says the shaft of his spear was like a weaver's beam. That's exactly what the Bible said about Goliath's spear. It's probably about a 10-foot long spear. Now, Goliath was about 9 feet, 9 inches tall. We're not told how tall Lahmi is, but he's probably a big fella himself. Maybe he's a little shorter than Goliath. Maybe he's only 9 feet. He's big dude. And his name is interesting, Lahmi. His name, according to Strong's Concordance, literally means foodful. Foodful. Lahmi has an appetite. Lahmi pictures the ungodly cravings and appetites of the flesh. That's what we want to talk about today. Hey, do you struggle with the ungodly cravings of the flesh? Do you struggle with lust, sexual immorality, desiring that? You feel that pull within you for those things? Do you struggle with the desire for power, the desire for pleasure, the desire for fame and for acclaim, the desire to fulfill your selfish longings and cravings? May I answer that for you? Yes, you do. You struggle with that. I struggle with that. Every Christian struggles with that. Arguably, the greatest Christian who ever lived was the Apostle Paul. And the Apostle Paul, who was used by God in such an awesome way, he wrote the majority of the New Testament. He planted churches in places where no one had ever heard the name of Jesus. He led untold multitudes of people to Christ. He strengthened believers in the Lord. He's still being used by God in the way he wrote by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He's still encouraging believers today. But Paul himself, the greatest Christian who ever lived, he struggled with the giant of evil desires, this giant, Lahmi. Paul said in Romans chapter 7, I find then the principle that evil is present in me, the one who wishes to do good. In every believer, evil is present. It was present in Paul, and it has a desire to do evil. But Paul, although he had that present within him, he didn't walk in defeat. He didn't face Lahmi, the giant of evil desires, and fall at his feet. No, he walked in victory. Not all the time. Not he wasn't perfect in this, but he walked in his life is characterized by victory, not defeat. Now, God wants that for you, and he wants that for me. And maybe you're here, and you have a real problem with the lust of the flesh. You have a real problem. You're failing in the area of alcohol. You're failing in the area of drugs. You're failing in the area of pornography, of sexual immorality. Maybe you're failing in the area of gluttony, like the woman in our opening story. Maybe you're failing in the area of jealousy, whatever it might be. It's the giant that's killing you. It's the giant of evil desires. And God wants to teach us today how to walk in victory over that giant. So how do we do it? How can we defeat the giant of evil desires? Three key steps to victory. Step number one, recognize the enemy. Recognize the enemy. Now, in our passage in 1 Chronicles chapter 20, the enemy's name, the giant's name was Lahmi, foodful. But I think the pronunciation of the name is interesting. Lahmi, the emphasis on me. The giant that you and I face of evil desire is me. It's the enemy within. It's that part of me and that part of you that wants to do what is wrong, what God says don't do. And the Bible has a term for this. It calls that part of you the flesh. The flesh. Now, that word flesh is used two different ways in the Bible. One way is just an innocuous way. It's just a way that talks about our humanity. We're made flesh and blood. I mean, we're fleshly creatures. When you come into this world, you come in clothed in baby flesh. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing sinful about that flesh. That flesh is your skin and bones, your hide and your hair. In my case, your hide and your scalp. It's just who you are. It's just the way you are. I said, there's nothing wrong with that. When the Bible talks about that flesh, Jesus, the scripture says, he became flesh and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Well, that doesn't mean he was sinful at all. It just means that's the way he came into this world. So that's one way the Bible uses the word flesh. But the other way the Bible uses the word flesh, and the main emphasis of the word flesh in scripture, is that part of you that wants to do wrong, that part of you that wants to satisfy self. See, people wonder all the time, what exactly is the flesh? The flesh is just the self-life. The flesh is me wanting my will, my way, to do what I want to do. The flesh just says it's all about me. Now, where did we get this nature, this thing called the flesh? Where did it come from? Well, it came from Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve were the first ones to fall into the flesh. And you remember what happened? God had given them one command. From every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but from the tree that is in the midst of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of that tree, for in the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. That was God's one command. Well, if you remember in Genesis chapter 3, Eve was confronted by the serpent, and the serpent began to tell her, though, you're not going to die. And the serpent got Eve's eyes on the tree, the forbidden fruit. And the scripture says when she saw the tree was good for food, that it was a delight to the eyes, that it was desirable to make one wise, she ate of the fruit and gave to her husband with her, and he ate. What did they do? They said, God, we choose our will over your will. You said don't do this, but we want to do that, that you said no to. We think we know better than you do, God. That's the flesh. Not thy will, but mine be done. That's the flesh. It's the self-life. I had a pastor friend of mine describe the flesh this way. I've never forgotten it. I thought it was such a good way to look at it. He said, flesh, F-L-E-S-H. He said, Jeff, take the H off and spell it backwards, and you have exactly what the flesh is, S-E-L-F. It's self, self. Now, when I live in the flesh, I'm going to fulfill the desires of the flesh, those evil cravings that are in the flesh, for food to an excess, for illicit and unrighteous sexual fulfillment. Sex is a good thing, sex created by God, but it's only a good thing in the confines of marriage. You get sex outside of marriage, and God says, don't do that. Don't do that. But see, the flesh says, I want what I want when I want it. Don't tell me I can't do that, because whatever I want, that's what I'm going to go for. Now, what happens to a person who lives in the flesh? Well, the Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21, says this. Now, the deeds of the flesh are evident. This is what happens when you live in the flesh, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery. The Greek word for sorcery is the word pharmakia, from which we get our English word pharmacy. And in the Bible, a sorcerer was a drug pusher. So there's idolatry, there's sorcery, there's enmities, hatred, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, no peace, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. Paul says, that's the deeds of the flesh, of which I forewarned you, just as I have also forewarned you, that those who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Hey, that's what the flesh life looks like when you allow self to take over and to say, I want what I want when I want it. So how do you defeat that giant? You recognize the enemy. The flesh is the self-life, and the flesh wars with the spirit. Now, this is only for a Christian. So you might be here today and you're not a Christian, and you say, well, you know, I don't know what you're really talking about, this warring inside. Well, the Bible says for a believer, only for a believer, there's a war, an internal war inside. Paul talks about it in Romans chapter 7. He says, the good that I want to do, I don't do. The evil that I don't want to do, I do. There's this war going on, this conflict going on. And the Bible refers to that in Galatians chapter 5, verse 17, says this, "For the flesh sets its desire against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, for these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please." Here's how this works. The moment that a person sees they're a sinner, they're lost, they can't get to heaven on their own, there's not enough good works, there's not enough going to church, there's not enough doing this or that or giving your money, there's no way that you can somehow, by your merits, get to heaven. You start to see with Isaiah, "Woe is me, for I'm undone, I'm in a world of hurt here." And you see that Jesus died for you and you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and Him alone and what He did on the cross. You say, "Lord Jesus, come into my life, save me, forgive all my sins, take up residence in me, I surrender my life to You." The moment you do that, you become a child of God. The moment you do that, Jesus comes to live inside of you by His Holy Spirit. And the moment that happens, a war begins. A battle between the flesh and the spirit. They're at war. And the flesh sets its desire against the spirit. Why? Because the flesh wants to satisfy the flesh. And the spirit wants to satisfy and please God and the Father. So there's a war that goes on. And see, some of you don't feel the war. You don't feel that conflict within. And you know why you don't feel it? Because there is no conflict, because the Holy Spirit doesn't live inside your heart. And you come to church and you look the part. Maybe you sing in the choir. Maybe you teach a Sunday school class. Your name's on the roll, but you've never been born again. You know, there's a whole parable Jesus told in the gospel about the wheat and the tares. The tare is a weed, looks just like wheat until it grows up and you find out there's no fruit. And so some of you have never really trusted Christ, and that's why you don't feel the struggle inside. But listen, for a Christian, a true child of God, they feel that struggle, that tension between the flesh and the spirit, that tension for control. Now, in 1 Chronicles 20, verse 5, when Elhanan is going up against Lehi, the scripture clearly says, "And there was war with the Philistines again. You know one thing about this battle with the flesh? You battle it all the time. It's again and again and again and again and again and again and again. "And there was war with the Philistines again." That word "again" in Hebrew means there's a continuance. It just keeps, it's like a broken record. That's the way it is with the flesh. It's something that you're gonna battle with again and again and again. So the first step in gaining victory is recognize the enemy.
You're listening to From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve and the message, "The Giant of Evil Desires." And you may be thinking to yourself, "I don't feel like I have enough strength to keep fighting this battle with the flesh. I feel like I've always lost and always will. And on top of that, Pastor Jeff is telling me that the battles are going to keep coming. Where is my peace in that?" Well, if those are your thoughts, again, you're not alone. Stay with us. We'll look at the second step to winning battles against the flesh and begin to see how Christ's death and resurrection is such a momentous victory over evil desires for you and me, if we'll let it be. Listen, do you have big trouble, big giants that are just dominating your life and seem impossible to defeat? Do you anger easily? Is lust a problem for you? What about guilt? Are you deeply insecure? Are you always discontent with how life is treating you? And do you worry about everything? Well, these are big giants, and these are Christian witness killers, too. Not to mention the fact that they steal your joy and rob others of a deeper relationship with you, and most importantly, your relationship with God. Well, Pastor Jeff Shreve has a powerful 7-message series that can help with these. It's called The Land of the Giants, How to Deal with the Biggest Problems. And this series is our thank you gift for your fiscal year-end support this month. And with that series, we'll also send you a popular booklet entitled When You Don't Like Yourself. Your gifts this month mean so much to us, as we're trying to plan ahead for the next 12 months, and we have some wonderful opportunities that we'd like to take advantage of if God supplies through our faithful listeners. To get the series and the booklet, you can make your gift when you call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go to fromhisheart.org. And thank you for extending your investment into kingdom work through From His Heart. Now here again is Pastor Jeff with more thoughts on battling the giant of evil desires.
Step number two, not only do you recognize the enemy, but then you remember the cross. Remember the cross. Well, what happened on the cross? Jesus was crucified on the cross. Jesus died on the cross. Yes, that's right. And not only did Jesus die on the cross, not only was Jesus crucified, but so were you. The moment that you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, you were crucified too. Paul says in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. And it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Crucify. See, the flesh, you remember the cross, the flesh has been crucified. Look what the scripture says in Romans 6. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin, for when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. You're crucified with Jesus. Your old sinful self, the flesh, was crucified, placed on the cross with Jesus Christ. So you're dead. Your old sin nature is dead. Well, now, if you're tracking with me any, and you're thinking, okay, evil desire, I'm getting all this stuff. Now you're saying that is dead. Time out. I got a question, Jeff. How come if I am dead, that I don't feel very dead? Have you ever had that thought to yourself? I mean, the Bible says that I'm dead to sin. I'm crucified, but I sure don't feel very crucified. I sure don't feel very dead. Man, there is a part of me that really wants to do what's wrong, and I struggle so much with that part. What exactly does the Bible mean when it says we're dead? Well, it's not the dead that you think of. It's not the dead that I think of. See, your old self is dead, but it's not gone. Big difference. We talk about that in our circles. We say, well, you know what? So-and-so is dead and gone. I looked up on the internet this morning just the phrase dead and gone. There's a whole website for people who have died in the last so many years, and you can click on a date, and it just shows you who died. I mean, famous people. Marlon Brando's dead and gone. Tony Randall is dead and gone. All sorts of people they have on there, dead and gone. But now, when we talk about the flesh being dead, the flesh is not dead and gone. Still there with us. Still has a pull, although there's no more power. We don't have to obey the flesh. There's still a pull to the flesh.
Do you have a great pull to the flesh? Today's message is just part one of this lesson from Pastor Jeff entitled The Giant of Evil Desires, and it's from the series Facing the Giants. He'll have part two on Monday. And you can always download a free MP3 of today's broadcast from our website. Just go to the radio tab at fromhisheart.org. And remember, with your fiscal year-end gift this month to From His Heart, we'll say thank you by sending you his other powerful series on giants entitled The Land of the Giants, How to Deal with Your Biggest Problems. It's available in multiple formats, your choice, when you make your fiscal year-end gift today. Plus, we'll send you the popular booklet, When You Don't Like Yourself. Call 866-40-BIBLE. That's 866-40-BIBLE. Or go to fromhisheart.org. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you so very much for listening. I'm Larry Nobles, reminding you that there's much more to learn about the giant of evil desires in the conclusion of this message on Monday. We trust you'll join us next time, when again, we'll open God's Word to share real truth, real love, and real hope from His heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more. Go to FromHisHeart.org.